Welcome to Tuesday, the 25th of August. Well, up until about 10 minutes ago, we had perfectly blue skies here. Perfectly blue skies. Now there's a bit of cloud. And that wind up there, probably, I don't know, 3,000 feet. Blown quite quickly. Well, we've got some cumulus, which looks as though it's not really turned into cumulonimbus a bit further over. Yeah, it's moving really quickly. Give us a ball. I'm in the Pocket Park in Ripon. Busy, isn't it? You hear that traffic? Ball, get the ball. Here to me, bring it over here. Oh, black hockey. Bit of a draft there, isn't there? Family walking past. Husband's got a chocolate Labrador. Two daughters and the wife. I've got Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Such a popular dog, that Staffy Bull Terrier, isn't it? Molly's looking at me saying, kick the ball, Dad. I'm not picking it up. I maybe should have had the ball chucker. Dolly is approximately 10 metres away from me. She's resting. Uh-oh. That wasn't a good place to throw the ball. Into the nettles. Oh, dear. Let's go and help. Right, it's over here somewhere, Mull. Sorry. Sunglasses up. Molly, it's over here somewhere. Here, look. It's in there somewhere, Mull. No doubt now covered in ticks. I fear I have lost the ball. Or maybe not. Have you got it? She can smell. Yay! Good girl! Good girl! Oh my goodness, you are covered in grass seeds. Wait. Sit. Come here to me. Sit. Any ticks? Oh my goodness. Covered in sticky jacks. And grass seed. Any ticks on you, Molly? You've already got one in your nose that I need to take out, but I need to wait. Scheisse. I think I'm going to get a bulligan. I'll take you, but stop. Flipping seeds. So, I'm going on a life-changing trip. I want to call it life-changing. Because of two reasons. Well, three really. First of all, it was extremely, extremely lucky that I got the chance. Second of all, it's to a country that I've been desperate to get to for a number of years. And third of all, it's doing something which I've dreamed about and I was going to be doing once I had the funds. Unfortunately, the downside of it is I'm going to be doing it not with my family. So I'm going with a charity to ride as a pillion passenger on a massive Harley Davidson to do the Route 66 in America. And I actually cannot contain my excitement. Leaving on the 3rd of September. It's a 10-day trip. Fly from Heathrow into Los Angeles, and then the next day we go Route 66, and it's going through some states that I've always wanted to go to as well. It's been a huge whirlwind. It wasn't actually confirmed until yesterday, and I wasn't tipped off about it. Well, or rather, I wasn't asked to go. Molly, can we go and sit in this seat over here? I wasn't asked to go. I was asked to go kind of towards, well, it was probably Wednesday last week, I think. So I'm super excited. I cannot believe that I'm going to be doing it. I would have liked to have driven it, but in this instance, I'm going with a charity it's riding it. They're going on Holly Davidson Glide. Molly. All right now. Oh, you've got a leaf, Molly. Have you got a leaf? What about the ball? What about the ball? Good girl. Oh. Come on then. I think Molly's only interested in a ball presently.
Yeah. It'd be the same way. Though, yeah. The trouble is, you don't think he'd come back if he's somewhere there and you jump under the road.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Yeah.
I don't fight with him, like, because one day he shot across the road down that gate there.
Uh-huh.
They're good company, aren't they? You live around here, don't you?
No, my mother-in-law lives across the road there.
Oh, right.
I live near Stonehenge.
Stonehenge?
In Wiltshire, yeah. Wiltshire, right? Yeah. Yeah, we were in Scotland last week. That's my motorhome there.
All right.
We were in Scotland last week and spending a couple of more days here with my mother-in-law. Yeah. And then back down.
We got rid of that 4 years since.
Oh, right.
Wife wanted to be more settled somewhere, right? And that, so we sold him. We bought a static of a Dumfries.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Just on Powerful. Just on Annan.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
There's only a couple of hours up there.
Yeah, yeah.
They say you don't have to pack much up to go. Right?
No.
And that is brilliant.
Aye.
I love it. I still miss it now.
Aye.
Like, I like to have a bit of a roam,
right? Yeah. And that was the idea, you know. We went round the coastline, so we did.
Yeah.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Have you been up to,
No.
Next time we go up there, go up to Applecross. It's up on West Coast.
Uh-huh, Applecross.
It's fantastic. The road up there, the scenery, it's just beautiful. Yeah. It's only seen that we've had a place. But then they had a cracking rain out in the road there. And there's open up by the guy. And then a campsite there, and back at pub there.
Oh, aye.
It's Ben Fogle.
Yeah, Ben, yes.
He was up there where he was on that island up there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Up that area.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was his local.
Oh, my goodness.
The scenery all up there, like we went right up there, tap across, and then we put across back to John Groats. Just for the coast line.
Absolutely gorgeous, loved it. I'll be going back as soon as I can.
Oh, wait, just make the note of the Applecross.
I will do, yeah, definitely.
You never forget a bit. The road up there, there's a parking place, sort of nearly at the top, and you look back down the valley, and it wants to come back, and there's a rock there, where it must have been where we parked.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't much information, and it said it's the oldest bit of stone in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just there, it didn't, probably here, like this, you'd get one van on it, and there must have been a stone there, uh-huh. Where we were parked.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. It's
beautiful.
Whatever the weather.
That's right.
You've got that, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
A cup of tea anyway.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Anyway, nice
scene. Speak. Yeah. there's a big motorhome. I tried to turn the microphone towards him, but he's very softly spoken, that man, letting his little shih tzu with mucky feet climb all over me, which is a bit naughty. I hate that dog's jumping up. My dog doesn't jump up. Do you, Mom? You just say, Papa, can you kick her the ball, pleasing? Wait. So, you've got a tick in your nose. Can we get that out? With our fingers? No. Kind of grab it with my fingers, Molly Moo. Yeah, so getting back to it. Oh my God. And I think it's not just the Route 66. It's going to the States. I've always wanted to go to America. Always. Had the chance twice before we had children. Should have taken it up. Didn't. Silly idea. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just going to be fantastic. Seeing a lot of things that's going to tick things off my list. It is a dream come true for me. Albeit, you know, although I'm ecstatic with getting the chance to go, I'm just hacked off that I can't take the family. But the plan is, in a few years' time, we save up and we do Route 66 with an RV. I'm taking the remainder of these seeds out of Molly's fur and Sticky Jack's. All right, Mom? She's happy because she's outside, aren't you? Get the seeds out. I can't believe I'm going. It is a dream come true. So, what's the gig? So I'll be riding on the back of a Holly Davidson, oh God, something Glide. Holly Davidson. Sorry about the wind. Holly Davidson Glide. Yeah, whatever. Glide Ultra, Harley Davidson Glide Ultra. The funny thing is it's not until, I want to do my bike test again. I did it, I learned to ride bikes and passed my test back in 1997. But like a flippin' idiot, I never got my pass certificate into the DVLA, and it never went on my license. Like a flipping lunatic. I can't believe that. Mind you, I was busy working abroad. Look, when you pass your test, your flipping certificate goes in the envelope to DVLA straight away, doesn't it? It's the first thing you do. I just never did that and lost it. I've never been interested in, you know, sports motorbikes. I've always been interested in tourers or sports tourers, something like your Pan-European ST1100 or the BMW equivalent. They're becoming more popular than the Pan-European ST1100, actually. And the funny thing is, I've never been a fan of Harley Davidsons because they're so loud. Until the other day when I had to do a double take at a couple of Harley Davidsons going past, and because they were fairly quiet, and they were those Glide Ultras, older ones, and they were quite quiet. I was surprised. I'm not a huge fan of loud motorbikes. The motorbikes we learned to ride on were Harley Davidson 350s, flipping bone shakers. This looked like a scrambler. Oh my God, they were so loud. So I've bought a helmet. We were advised to get open face helmets, and I understand it's law in some states to wear glasses. It's mandatory to wear sunglasses. That's no problem. I mean, I've been hammered with emails from the tour company. Open face helmet, open face helmet, open face helmet. So I've got an open face helmet. Picked that up tomorrow. Had to be ordered in because he didn't have any. He only had mediums in the shop. In the colour that I wanted. So it's got a Union flag on it. Well, the whole thing is a Union flag. The whole helmet is a Union flag. And but I've been advised to get a face mask as well. So if anybody's got any advice, Mac McColgan was a motorbiker, I understand, in his day. And Kat is a motorbiker. So if you're a motorbiker, then I'll take advice. I expect we won't be going too fast, but you know, I remember riding those bone shakers, you know, nearly 20 years ago, 18 years ago, was it? And I remember bees and flies hitting the helmet at, you know, even 20 mile an hour, and thinking, oh my goodness, I'm glad I'm wearing a full faced helmet. So I suppose I'm going to be afforded some protection as a pillion passenger by the fella Ron, who's riding the bike. Ron rang me actually a few days ago, and he says, "Oh, I'm riding the bike, and you're my passenger." So I just can't believe it. You know, just things just happen, you know, and you've got to take that chance. You've got to take the risk. Although this wasn't really, well, I suppose financially, because I've had to pay for my flights only. That's something else. I love flying. And this flight is 11, just over 11 hours. Nothing on Dean Reed's epic, what would it be, Dean? Flipping, what was it, 26 hours in the air? 28 hours? I don't know what you did. 24 hours, you know, hanging around that mark. But 11 hours on a plane, straight to LAX. And then to San Diego to get the bikes. And then we're on our way. I'm so chuffed. Anyway, people, it's 17 minutes past 10 in the morning, and we are going to take the car. Oh, I'm waiting for a phone call to take Dolly into the garage to have a bearing replaced. Colin, my sister-in-law's husband, is a mechanic. He put three bearings on, but one of them failed when we were at Loch Lomond. Started making a noise. I didn't actually know what it was, because it wasn't as loud as it was further on down the road, but at Loch Lomond, front left wheel started making some noise. To cut a long story short, after we stopped in Glasgow, because the noise was unbearable, on the way back down here, and there was nobody open. It was like 20 to 6 in the afternoon at that point. And so we had to drive all the way back here at 50 to 55 miles an hour. The noise was just deafening. The next day we took it back to Colin, and he says, yeah, it's your front right bearing has gone. So I'm waiting for a phone call. The sad thing about this is Colin's dad has just died. So he's quite happy to do it. I was quite happy to wait, but we've only got my mother-in-law's wheels, and I feel really guilty about taking her car. Although she said, you know, take my car and go and do what you want. So we're going to take her car. Beep, beep. Molly, say goodbye. I'm going to say goodbye now, people. And try to concentrate on normal stuff instead of going to America. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I'm going to go. It's just, oh. Like a child at Christmas. Dream come true.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.